At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin Kelly. Get ready for the latest episode of the Starim Cast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Stardom Cast, a podcast that talks all things about the fantastic, amazing, and spectacular professional wrestling company that we all love so much called Stardom, and we do it in a positive, and what I like to think, fun manner. I'm your host for this monthly bonus episode. My name is Matt Turner, and folks, unfortunately, we will not be joined by Rob Goodwin for this look back at Aphrodite, Saika Matani, and Utami Hayashista. They're two championship runs with the Goddess of Stardom Championships. Unfortunately, Rob, very, very busy man between going to Philadelphia, coming back from Philadelphia, recovering from Philadelphia. If that's not enough, plus all the fantastic content that he puts out on this podcast, he is in the process of moving and just could not schedule the time to get the homework done for this episode. So I figured I'd, I've done a whole bunch of these retrospectives before. Why not do one more, right? So, and again, thanks to everybody for the fantastic support, the friends and family of the Stardom Cast that makes this episode and this podcast possible. Again, if you're new to this episode or if you're new to this channel, if you're new to the Stardom Cast, first of all, one, welcome. We thank you. We thank you for your new support or your continued support. What we used to do is we used to put these retrospectives up on Patreon. But because we've been doing so well over a million downloads on the Stardom Cast, we decided to do these retrospectives and put them on the weekly show. And we're going to try to get out one every 4 to 5 weeks, give or take, depending on the schedule. And we're also going to release one from the vault probably every 4 to 5 weeks as well. So more content out there. And again, it's just a thank you for the fantastic support that you have shown us. And we greatly, greatly appreciate it. Okay, folks, first of all, before we get into this, I'm getting ahead of myself. I haven't done one of these solos in a while. Hope everybody's having a great day today. I hope you're enjoying all the fantastic wrestling shows that are happening. We're just coming off a phenomenal All-Star Grand Queendom from Stardom. We got the Marigold Show just right around the corner. Hope you're all enjoying just the terrific wrestling that professional wrestling has given us. Even, I know it's on AEW podcast, but look at all the Stardom talent that's been on AEW. You know, we've been seeing Mina Shirakawa. She had a really good match with Anna Jay. Azumi had that match on Collision with Toni Storm that popped a big rating. So Stardom folks, they're all over the place. They're all over the place. So we hope you're enjoying wrestling. Hope you're enjoying life. I hope you're better today than you were yesterday. I hope you're better this week than you were last week. And I hope you're better this month than you were last month. All right, folks, without any further ado, let's get into a look back at the two championship runs from one of my favorite tag teams of all time, my second favorite tag team in Stardom history. Obviously, number one would be Io and Mayu as Thunder Rock. But Aphrodite, my second favorite tag team in the history of Stardom. We're going to take a look back at the seven matches that they had, that they were they would go for the Goddess of Stardom tag team championships. Between the two reigns, their first reign was 153 days. The second reign, which just ended not too long ago, at the hands of Crazy Star, was 119 days. My quick math skills will tell me that was a combined total of 272 days. I had a feeling had Utami not been going for the World of Stardom Championship or had that phenomenal run with the World of Stardom Championship back in 2020 into 2021, and had Saitama Tani not had that record-breaking, absolute must-see run with the Wonder of Stardom Championship back in beginning in 2021 and then ending in 2023, we probably would have seen a lot more with Utami and Saitama Tani as Aphrodite as far as tag team championship runs go. Also, I don't think anybody's going to really argue with me that Sai and Utami, this run that just ended, probably would have went a little bit longer had Utami Hayashista not decided to leave Stardom to go to Marigold, or as we call it here on the podcast, Rossi Vice Wrestling. And I know, I think it's really, really cool. It's pretty well public knowledge that Utami told the brass at Bushiroad Stardom back in December that once her contract was up, she was going to be leaving to go to Rossi's new company. And they still decided to give him a little bit of a tag title run, which I thought was really cool. Basically just showed how they trusted Utami, making sure taking care of the belts, taking care of Sai, taking care of her opponents. And they had some pretty good matches in this run. Again, it was obviously very, very short. Wish it was longer. But regardless, we still got some really good matches out of it. And one thing I noticed, too, going back and doing a little bit of research, is both times Aphrodite won the tag titles were vacant. Here we're going to get into the first match. Tag titles were vacant because of the COVID restrictions. Jamie Hayter and B Priestley were not able to come over. I believe they were stuck in England. Could not make the trip over to Japan because, you know, the world was shut down. So the tag titles were vacant here. And then the tag titles were vacant back at the end of 2023 when Natsupoi got injured. And Natsupoi and Sarah Anu could not defend the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Champions and then Championship. And eventually was vacated into the match we'll talk about in a little bit. With Aphrodite taking on Divine Kingdom. Boy, how awesome would a Aphrodite versus Saori Poi match look? That would have been something. I'll tell you that. That would have been terrific. A match that I, maybe a little fantasy book that one. Maybe on a future bonus episode of the Stardom Cast. So, all right, folks, let's get into the very first match. There'll be seven matches, and what I'll do is I will go and just go through the highlights. I will give my star rating, and then at the very end of the episode, I will rank these matches 7-1, which ones I liked from least to worst. But there was no bad matches in these seven matches at all. So, okay, we get to our first title change. Again, the titles are vacant. We go to the summer of 2020, July 26th, Cinderella Summer in Tokyo in the legendary Korakuen Hall as Aphrodite will take on the Tokyo Cyber Squad team of Jungle Kiona and Kunami. We get really good wrestling and wrist lock exchanges with Jungle Kiona and Saitama Tani. Jungle Kiona hits a double clothesline to both members of Aphrodite, and that leads to a big dive to the floor onto the Korakuen Hall. Tokyo Cyber Squad, there you go, Matt, takes apart Saitama Tani's arm. Jungle and Sai exchange forms back and forth. Jungle drops Saitama Tani with the big forearm. Utami Hayashista comes in for the save, takes out everybody with shoulder tackles and clotheslines. Really nice fire from the what will eventually be the future World of Stardom champion later on this year. Utami Hayashista locking Jungle Kiona in a rear naked choke. And then we get laried off with Utami Hayashista and Jungle Kiona. Can you imagine if Jungle was able to stay healthy and then she stayed, you know, didn't have the problems that she did where Bushiroad was able to stay in Stardom a little bit longer? And that Utami the Utami World of Stardom Championship run was phenomenal. Can you imagine Utami versus Jungle Kiona World of Stardom Championship match? I mean, Jungle had great matches going for the World of Stardom Championship against, you know, so many great wrestlers. And then one of them, you know, was the Mayu match. That was a terrific one. But, man, that would have been great. Utami versus Jungle match. That would have been terrific. Tokyo Cyber Squad hit a powerbomb dropkick combination on Utami for a two count. Kunami hits a head kick and a falls up with a German suplex onto a Tommy. Tommy's able to kick out of two. Kunami follows up with a huge, huge buzzsaw kick for a two count and then locks in a triangle choke. Utami has just a rampage's bomb, does the Rampage Jackson power bomb to get out of the triangle choke. Follows up with a German suplex. Her tag partner, Saitama Tani, comes in with a running shooting star press. Remember when Sai used to do that? The running shooting star press? That was a thing of beauty. Utami Hayashista follows up with a German suplex for a two count. And then the Aphrodite team just absolutely blitzes the submission sniper. hitting a torture rack bomb, a magic killer, and then torture rack German suplex, putting away Kunami at 14 minutes and 28 seconds. I had this one at the 4 stars mark. Really good match, and you also have to wonder what would have been like if this wasn't a COVID era and Cork and Hall was jam-packed with 1,400 people. They would have been going nuts because that was a really, really solid match with really no lull in action. You know, they got that all done in less than 15 minutes. And I liked how Tommy was able to build her comeback up. You have Jungle and Konami just blitzing her towards the end. Eventually, Sai and Jungle have a little brawl on the outside. Tommy's able to weather the storm and then is able to hit Konami with a couple German suplexes. Sai Kamatani comes in for the magic killer, which is basically the ultimate downfall of one Kunami, and then she's able to, Utami Hayashista is able to do the deadlift German suplex onto Kunami, and we do see Aphrodite winning the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Championship. We fast forward about 3 months later to the Yokohama Budokan, Yokohama Cinderella, October 3rd, 2020, as Aphrodite taking on the team of Mayuhime, representing Don Del Mundo, Micah, and Himeka. Micah and Utami, big lockup to start, always put over a good lockup. Micah and Himeka then cut the ring off and build up some heat onto Sai Kamatani. Eventually, Sai is able to use the drop kicks and her explosive offense that builds towards the hot tag to Utami Hayashista. Utami, the Red Queen, comes in and tackles for everybody. It's a tackle fest. Micah eventually slows down Utami Hayashista by locking her into a double armbar. She follows that up with the Sazanka to Utami. Himeka is able to, this is a really cool spot. Sai comes in for the save. However, Himeka stacks up both members of Aphrodite to put them in the torture rack. I always like it when she does that. That's a really cool spot. Himeka locks Utami into a half crab. Then Utami is able to come back with a judo throw. Himeka and Utami, they have a lariat off, which we've seen them have so many times in their 5-star Grand Prix matches over, they were in the finals of the 2020 5-star Grand Prix, but go back and watch their match from the 2022 5-star Grand Prix, which is lariat after lariat after lariat, which I thought was really, really cool. It's a really cool spot, like, you know, who's going to go down first? You know, in the immortal words of the late, great Gorilla Monsoon, it's the irresistible force meeting the immovable object. I always liked when they did that. Mike and Himeka is able to hit a lariat sandwich to take Sai Kamatani out. Eventually, we do see a JP coaster onto the Golden Phoenix that scores them a 2 count. Micah hits a Uranagi on Sai Kamatani for a 2, and then she follows that up with a superplex. So a lot of big moves onto Sai Kamatani, basically showing the Sai Kamatani able to weather the storm throughout all this punishment from the bigger, stronger members of Donald Del Mundo. And something we would see about a year or so later as we really get into the crux of Sai Kamatani's Wonder of Stardom Championship reign. Sai Kamatani is able to hit a dropkick and a moonsault onto Micah. Micah comes back with a Sazanka for a 2 count. Utami comes in, clotheslines and lariats for everybody, setting up the Golden Phoenix for the standing shooting star press for a 2 count. And then eventually we do see Sai Kamatani hitting the Star Crusher onto Micah, and then Utami Hayashista takes Himeka out with the German suplex. The Magic Killer onto Micah sets up Sai Kamatani for the Phoenix Splash at 22 minutes and 33 seconds for the 3 count as Aphrodite get off to this tag around their V1 successful against the DDM team of Mayuhime. Again, 22 minutes, 33 seconds. I had this at 4.25 stars. We move on to a match I absolutely love. I've done this for alternate commentary. I've covered this match in the Momo Watanabe and Izumi Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Championship run. I added this on as a bonus. We go to November 14th, 2020, as we have a Queen's Quest Civil War as the Tag Team Champions of Aphrodite, Utami Hayashista, and Sai Kamatani taking on the winners of the 2020 Goddess of Stardom Tag League, Momoaz, Momo Watanabe, and Izumi. And folks, if you are on our Patreon, first of all, we thank you. Second of all, obviously, Izumi is a hot topic. There's a lot of really cool Izumi episodes that are on the Patreon. But I did do Momo Watanabe and Izumi, Momoaz, I broke down and reviewed their entire run in the 2020 Goddess of Stardom Tag League tournament. They won the tournament, and then a month later, they would go and have this match we're about to talk about. And I actually added that match on as a bonus because I enjoyed it so much. So, again, if you're part of our Patreon, thank you. If you're not, take a look. Doesn't cost anything to look. See what's on there. You can get this, I believe this episode and every other and every weekly episode early and ad-free for as little as $1 a month. Quite a steal if you ask me, because we got a lot of really cool stuff on the Patreon, past, present, and future. Folks, there's a lot of really, really cool stuff coming up on the Patreon in May and June. Anywho, let's get to this match. Yes, Momo and Izumi do win the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Tournament, and they will challenge for the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Champions. We go to Korakuen Hall, again, November 14th, 2020. Momo Watanabe and Izumi taking on Aphrodite. We get some great technical wrestling to start with Momo Watanabe and Utami. Eventually, they tag out, and then Sai Kamatani and Izumi, they pick up the poise. Boy, don't they ever. Eventually, we get some Aphrodite teamwork onto Izumi. Utami, several body slams to Izumi. Momo Watanabe with the save, and then we do see some fast teamwork on Sai Kamatani. And then we go from the teamwork onto Sai Kamatani. After the teamwork onto Sai Kamatani, we do see Aphrodite making a comeback. And this is a really, really cool spot that I love it when Aphrodite does it. Aphrodite does the assisted double stomp onto Izumi, which, I mean, obviously Izumi is the queen of the double stomp. But it's basically, if you've never seen it before, the opponent is laying on the ground. Sai Kamatani runs off the ropes. And then basically Utami launches Saya over her head, and Saya lands the double stomp. I thought that was really, really cool. Momo Watanabe comes in and hits basically several kicks to Utami. Momo, obviously the bigger, the bruiser, of the Momo Oz team. And obviously Momo Watanabe is the leader of Queen's Quest, so she looks like an absolute killer, just taking out Utami with these brutal, brutal mid kicks and head kicks. Eventually Utami fires back with forearms. Momo Watanabe hits a penalty kick to Sai Kamatani. Sai Kamatani is able to catch one of these penalty kicks and then locks Momo Watanabe in a half Boston Crab. Well, the match spills out to the floor. Eventually, the match goes back in the ring. It starts, the action goes back in the ring with Izumi hitting a spike Hurricane Rana onto Sai Kamatani. Eventually, one of Tommy Hayashista will come into the ring for the save her tag partner, because Tommy Hayashista is a phenomenal tag partner, hitting the torture rack bomb onto Izumi. Eventually, Momo Oz starts building their comeback up, and they hit their signature head kick knee sandwich onto Sai Kamatani. Momo Watanabe then blocks Utami from making the save, because Izumi sets up Saya for the numero uno to Sai Kamatani. Really, really great spot there. We do see a double stomp to Utami Hayashista from one Izumi, and then Izumi is able to transition the La Mystica into the armbar onto Utami Hayashista. Utami is able to fire back, hitting lariats onto both Momo and Utami. Eventually, or Momo and Utami. Utami's that good, she can lariat herself. Utami hits a lariat to Momo that Momo winds up taking a bump on the apron, almost taking her out for the match. We do see basically this then comes down to almost a one-on-one match with Utami Hayashista and Izumi. Utami is able to land an air raid crash onto Izumi for a two count. Again, at this point, that lariat that Momo took to the apron pretty much takes her out for the match. After Izumi kicks out a two count from the air raid crash, Aphrodite hit the magic killer to Izumi and then hits the deadlift. Utami fires back up and is able to take advantage of the magic killer with a deadlift German suplex onto the high-speed bomb girl for the three count, 23 minutes, 6 seconds. Folks, this is probably my top 10 favorite tag matches in the history of the company. This was great. 4 3/4 stars for me in Korakuen Hall. Again, you have, in my opinion, the greatest tag team that ever won the tag belts in Stardom, Momo Oz, taking on one of the best tag teams this company's ever seen in Aphrodite. And again, it is Queen's Quest versus Queen's Quest. It's really funny how, like, this match starts with all handshakes. As soon as the bell rings, like, Momo's like, yeah, I don't care. Momo's just so brutally violent to both Saya and Utami, especially Utami Hayashista. So, and again, Momo, and this really, 2020 was a year that, especially towards the end, there was a year that really Queen's Quest dominated, with Utami winning the 5-star Grand Prix, eventually defeating Mayu Iwatani to win the World of Stardom Championship, and then with Momo Oz winning the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Tournament. So they had a really, really good year, did the Queens. And if you have not seen this match, and again, I know you have a lot of new listeners to the Stardom cast, a lot of new watchers to Stardom, and you enjoy really, really good tag team wrestling, again, this is one that you absolutely need to go out of your way to check out. Again, it's from Cork and Hall, November the 14th, 2020. The main event, Momo Watanabe and Izumi challenging Tommy Hiyashita and Saya Kamatani. We stay in Cork and Hall, but we move just about a month ahead. We go to the day after Christmas. We go to December 26th, 2020, Stardom year-end climax as the Oedotai team of Bea Priestley and Kunami will then challenge Aphrodite for the Tag Team Championships. Okay, match starts out with Kunami and Utami Hayashita with some really, really good chain wrestling. Kunami uses her knees to build her offense up onto onto Utami Hayashita, basically doing the tie clinch, knees into the solar plexus of Utami Hayashita, who at this point is the World of Stardom Championship. Eventually, we get some tag outs. Bea Priestley and Saya Kamatani start to speed things up. I always say Bea Priestley is a very underrated wrestler in Stardom's history. And a lot of people didn't care for her World of Stardom Championship run because she's not Io, she's not Mayu, she's not Kairi, she's not Utami. But again, if you're a member of our Patreon, that's in the vault. I did go and do a Bea Priestley World of Stardom Championship run review. And I got to tell you, it's fantastic. There's some really good matches there. The Utami match, obviously the match she loses the championship to Mayu. The Momo match was excellent. So I think that Bea Priestley is someone that's very, very underrated in the ring. And I think her time in Stardom is something that I think a lot of the Stardom fan base really needs to come around and appreciate because she's fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, her exchanges with Saya here in the beginning part of this match are really good. I didn't realize just how fast and how precise Bea Priestley is with her offense. I thought that was really, really good stuff. Eventually, though, it's a Oedotai match. And Oedotai has got a Oedotai. We get the Oedotai style brawl all over the building that, of course, the challengers get the better of. Eventually, Bea starts breaking down Saya's arm. We get some heat onto Saya Kamatani. Saya Kamatani is finally able to come back with that spin kick that she does and is able to get out of the dodge. Hot tag to the World of Stardom champion and one of Utami Hayashita. Utami comes in, throwing clotheslines, throwing forearms, throwing shoulder tackles, just running over Bea Priestley and Kunami, and really trying to fire up the crowd as much as a COVID crowd can get fired up. Speaking of fired up, Kunami is fired up because she fires back with kicks. Bea Priestley is able to hit a German suplex and a regalplex onto Utami Hayashita for a two count. Tommy is able to fire back with a German suplex of her own and then a big lariat. She's able to tag out to Saya Kamatani. Eventually, we get Saya Kamatani and Kunami going back at it. Kunami goes after Saya's injured arm that Bea Priestley worked on earlier. Makes sense. Bea is trying to set up Kunami up for the triangle lancer or the double wrist lock, anything like that, because Kunami is going to target. She is the submission sniper, plays into her wheelhouse. So I do like how Bea Priestley does set up Kunami for success in this match by trying to injure Saya's arm, only for Kunami to kind of pick up the pieces. So I really like the story they're telling as we get to the back three-fourths of this match. A really good stuff. Saya uses her speed to counter some solid Oedotai tag work. Eventually, Bea misses a dive to the floor. Saya hits an apron moonsault to the floor. Haven't seen her do that much, and probably won't. Saya is trying to go more with the groundwork, but Saya is so good, she can do anything. Magic Killer onto Kunami, and then Saya Kamatani follows up the Magic Killer with the Star Crusher for a two count. Eventually, Kunami builds up her offense back up, going after Saya's arm. She locks in the Triangle Lancer onto Saya Kamatani. Oedotai blinds the ref. That leads Bea Priestley chair shot to Saya Kamatani. Kunami hits a buzz kick onto Saya Kamatani for a two count. Eventually, though, the buzz kick leads into Kunami locking in the double wrist lock onto the Golden Phoenix. And eventually, Saya Kamatani can't take the pain anymore and taps out at 16 minutes and 4 seconds as the Oedotai team of Bea Priestley and Kunami, I believe they're called the Black Widows now that I think about it,
We've talked a lot about Chuck Norris on this podcast and about how he's still able to kick more butt than an FWC versus Crazy Star title match well into his 80s. Even more shocking than that is that he looks even more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. Well, it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has more 5-star reviews than Dave Meltzer could ever dream of. Since I started drinking Morning Kick, I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, my body looks leaner, I have energy all day, I just feel younger. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/stardomcast for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy that will make you feel ready to challenge for that high-speed championship, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/stardomcast today. And now, back to today's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Win the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Championships 4.25 stars in the main event of Stardom's year-end climax. Really, really good match. Really, really good show. This is also the show that had the MK sisters, Mayu Iwatani and Starlight Kid, taking on the team of Azumi and Riho. That was a really good match, and Rob and I did that one maybe about 2 months ago for an alternate commentary. Again, if you're on the Patreon, check her out. So that would end the first run of the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Champions of Aphrodite and Sayakama Tani. We would see Aphrodite of Utami Hayashista and Sayakama Tani, known as Aphrodite. We would see Aphrodite have a fantastic run in 2022, Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Champion, or Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Tournament. They would eventually go to the finals and lose to 7-Up, Yu and Nanai Takahashi. And again, if you're on the Patreon, I did a complete review of Aphrodite's 2022 Goddess of Stardom Tag League run. It is fantastic. Great matches with Meltier. That final match with 7-Up was great. They had a really underrated match that not a lot of people talk about against the team known as Karate Brave. It was Shuri and Tomoka Inaba. And I would love to see Tomoka and Azusa Inaba in a Stardom ring or a Marigold ring sometime soon, because they deserve, those two sisters deserve to be on a bigger form, a bigger platform. So, again, if you're new to Stardom, definitely go check out Aphrodite's run in the 2022 Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Tournament, if you're a fan of wrestling and really good wrestling, because they're terrific in that tournament. So, folks, we will then fast forward roughly around 3 years as the championships are vacant. As I mentioned at the start of the show, Saori Anu and Natsupoi, also known as Saori Poi, where the tag team champions, Natsupoi, gets injured the final night of the 5-Star Grand Prix in 2023. If you go back and watch that match she has with Tam Nakano, that you could see about 4 or 5 minutes in the match that Natsupoi is hurting. And she really guts through. The Murder Pixie really guts through to finish the match and the tournament. Is eventually, we find out about a week or so later that Natsupoi is injured. We don't know when she's going to come back. About a 2 or 3 weeks later, we realize that she's going to be out for quite some time. We have to vacate the tag team championships. We do have Divine Kingdom. Micah and Megan Bain win the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Tournament in 2023, defeating Crazy Star, May Sarah and Suzu Suzuki, who, as of this recording, the end of April 2024, are the current Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Champions. So Micah and Megan Bain, usually when you win this tournament, you get to challenge for the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Champions. They do make mention that they will be in the vacant slot to figure out who is going to be the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Champions. Sai Kamatani and Tommy Hayashizu did not compete in the tournament as they were both injured. Actually, they were both injured in the 5-Star Grand Prix. Sai Kamatani got injured in match 1 against Tam Nakano, and Utami just had a myriad of injuries as we got to the back half of that tournament. She had, I believe, like it was an injured neck or something like that. So Saya and Utami wind up coming back at a Cork and Hall show about a month earlier. They do tell Mike and Megan Bain, "We will take you on the next pay-per-view, Nagoya Big Winter in Nagoya, obviously, on the 2nd of December. And the winners of this match will be crowned the new Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Champions." Mike and Megan Bain, they were wearing the belts. Again, if you're new to Stardom, if you don't remember this angle from about 5 months ago, they won the tournament, became the 2023 Goddess of Stardom, tournament winners, but they were walking around with the belts, but they were never officially crowned. So if you ever see pictures of Mike and Mega Bane with the belts, yes, they were wearing them. If you're wondering why it's not official, it's because it wasn't official. They were just, and they should have just said they're the tag team champs. It would, either way, it wouldn't have hurt anything to give Mega Bane a championship run for all that she did for Stardom from the 7 or 8 months she was here, because she was fantastic. But regardless, titles are vacant. Always seems like when the titles are vacant, Aphrodite is the perfect team to slot in there. So, sorry about that. I get drink of water for the working man, as Stone Cold Steve Austin would say. Okay. Again, we go to Nagoya Big Winter, the 2nd of December 2023, as the tag team champions are vacant, as we have Aphrodite going up against Micah and Megan Bain. Aphrodite tries for a quick double team on Megan Bain, but that does not work, as Megan Bain is the biggest and strongest in this match. She overpowers both Saya and Utami. Megan slams both members of Aphrodite, and then Megan Bain slams Micah onto both members of Aphrodite that are on the ground. Then Micah returns the favor. Micah then slams Megan Bain onto both Saya and Utami for a two count. I always thought that was a cool spot. Utami and Micah then trade shoulder tackles back and forth. Sai Kamatani finally is able to get the first advantage for Aphrodite, hitting a double Hurricane Rana onto Divine Kingdom. Both Mike and Megan Bain retreat to the floor, but there's no safe spot in any arena when you're wrestling the Golden Phoenix, as Sai Kamatani hits a dive to the floor. Back in the ring, Micah is able to hit a snap power slam, the Buzz Sawyer-style power slam, and a suplex onto Sai Kamatani for a two count. Micah and Megan Bain have a forearm trade-off. Micah and Megan Bain have a forearm trade-off with both Utami and Sai Kamatani. Eventually, though, Utami is able to fire up and drop everybody. She drops Megan Bain with a torture rack drop for a two count. Megan fires back with a Samoan drop for a two count. We do get stereo Divine Kingdom power slams, which that's a really cool spot. Megan then hits a spinning Uranagi slam onto the former World of Stardom champion. That scores them a two count. Eventually, Sai Kamatani comes in. She cleans house. That gives Aphrodite the opening to hit their big tag team move, the Magic Killer. However, Megan Bain blocks the Magic Killer. But then Aphrodite is able to come back from the blocked Magic Killer with a double dropkick. Tommy hits an air raid crash for a two count onto Megan Bain. Then we do see Saya and Utami starting to roll up, starting to fire up, getting a little bit of steam here, but they eventually get caught as we see double stereo power bombs from Divine Kingdom. Again, another really, really cool spot from Micah and Megan Bain. Megan hits the leaping lariat to Utami Hayashizu for a two count. Then they go to set up and try to put away Utami Hayashizu with the Doomsday Clothesline in ode to the late great Road Warriors, the Legion of Doom. Ah, what a rush. However, Sai Kamatani stops the Doomsday Clothesline by giving Megan Bain a Hurricane Rana off the top rope. These two teams go back and forth. Eventually, Micah tries to hit the 360 Lariat to Sai Kamatani. She accidentally hits the 360 Lariat to Megan Bain. Sai Kamatani drop kicks Micah to take her out of the ring, and then Utami quickly follows up the missed lariat to Megan Bain and is able to hit a beautiful German suplex onto Megan Bain for the three count, 13 minutes, 8 seconds, 4.25 stars, and Aphrodite are off to championship reign number 2. We quickly get our first challengers. That'll happen at the big show at the end of the year, just 27 days later. We go to Sumo Hall in Rikugokuganda, as Mayuri Watani would say. Let me try that again in my best Mayuri Watani impression. Rikugokuganda, Sumo Hall, Dream Queendom, December 29th, 2023, as Utami said, maybe the final chapter in this long Queen's Quest versus a Wedo Tai war, as Momo Watanabe and Natsuko Tora, known as XL, who had a phenomenal run in the 2023 Goddess of Stardom tournament. They will be the first challengers to Utami Hayashista and Sai Kamitani's run as the Goddess of Stardom Tag Team Championship. If you do remember, back in May, I believe it was May of last year or of this year, that we're talking about 2023, that Wedo Tai and Queen's Quest had that phenomenal must-see, last person in the ring must leave their unit cage match, which ultimately banished Sai Kamitani from a Wedo Tai. Again, one of the best cage matches I've ever seen. Just so well done. So well done. Remember that scene where Tommy's just a bloody mess on top of the cage, and with Sai Kamitani basically helping Utami get the win there, or helping Utami escape the cage. Just great match. Really, really emotional. And this is almost like that was the main course, and this match was the dessert. Really was, because the main players in that cage match were Utami and Sai Kamitani, and then Natsuko Tora and Momo Watanabe. Like, those are your four MVPs and four main players. You figured, hey, let's capitalize on that success that we had, you know, 6-7 months ago, and let's have a great tag match. And boy, howdy, this was a great tag match. Early on in the match, Utami Hayashista and Momo Watanabe, they have a forearm fest throwdown. Remember, 2 years earlier, Momo Watanabe defected and turned on the members of Queen's Quest. She was the former leader of this group and then went with a Wedo Tai. Obviously, at this, going into this match, Utami is the current leader of one Queen's Quest. So, yeah, there's a lot of bad blood there with Momo leaving Queen's Quest 2 years prior to go to the evil heel group that is a Wedo Tai. So, Sai Kamitani is able to come in, hit a pair of drop kicks. She tries early on for her signature picture-perfect springboard plancha to the floor. However, Natsuko Tora throws the lunch crate at Sai Kamitani as she's springing off, which I thought was, the timing was really well there. This leads into the Wedo Tai brawl, because it's a Wedo Tai, and a Wedo Tai has got a Wedo Tai. We got heat onto Utami. Utami tries to fight back with some forearms, but Momo Watanabe just puts her down with these brutal, brutal mid kicks. Sai Kamitani eventually comes in for the save with the double hurricanrana onto Natsuko Tora and Momo Watanabe. We get some great XL teamwork. This is a very easy story to tell, because you have the good guys, you know, the baby faces and Aphrodite, then you have the evil cheating heels in Momo and Tora. So there's really good job them bringing the heat. They build the heat up. It looked like Aphrodite would start to build their shine back up, but eventually it would just be the bruising power of XL, of Momo and Tora, with a little bit of cheating, not in front of the ref, that eventually they start building the heat back up. I thought that was great. We get an inhumane driver to Sai Kamitani for a two count, and then we get a B driver and a pair of Samatos to the former Wonder of Stardom Championship for a two count. Former Wonder of Stardom Champion, excuse me, one Sai Kamitani. Natsuko Tora hits a leg drop and locks Utami into a front guillotine. Natsuko Tora hits a sliding D to Utami for a two count. Sai Kamitani is able to make a comeback with the top rope hurricanrana, and then we do see the Aphrodite team start building up their comeback with Utami throwing forearms, Sai Kamitani hitting that beautiful pump kick. We get Utami tries for the hijack bomb. However, Momo Watanabe, again, the ref's not looking. Momo Watanabe misses Utami Hayashista, which is weird because it's usually Tora that does it, so you didn't see it coming, which I thought was really, really cool. And again, perfectly well-placed in this match. That leads to the assisted XL Spinebuster for a two count. Natsuko Tora then follows up the mist and the assisted Spinebuster with her phenomenal top rope Swanton that scores them a 2.9. Eventually, Sai Kamitani comes in, rises up like a phoenix should, all fired up, hitting a spin kick to both members of XL. Sai finally hits that springboard plancha that she tried earlier on in the match. Always the genius psychology. You try for a big move early, the heels cheat, they take it away, you're in the crowd, you're like, I thought I really wanted to see it, and then you bring it back, building towards the finish. Aphrodite hits the magic killer onto Tora, and then Utami follows that up with a stalling German suplex for a two count. Utami goes to put away Natsuko Tora with a hijack bomb, the same move that she used 3 years earlier to defeat Mayu Iwatani to win the World of Stardom Championship. She hits the hijack bomb. Momo Watanabe breaks up the hijack bomb. However, Aphrodite hit the German suplex dropkick combination, which was a really, really cool move. I like that. That puts down Momo Watanabe. Aphrodite, the tag champs, they have the challenges right where they want to. They decide, let's put the exclamation point on this feud with the Widow Tie. And at the same time, Sai Kamatani hits Momo Watanabe with the Star Crusher. And Utami Hayashida hits Natsuko Tora with the torture rack bomb. That puts down a Widow Tie for the three count. 4.5 stars. This one got done in 16 minutes and 22 seconds. A fantastic, fantastic tag match. Not overly, you know, they didn't complicate things. They kept the story simple. They thought they would go left and then they would go right on certain things, you know, with Momo, with the mist, with Tora being able to get out of the hijack bomb. And they kind of just did all that cheating. Enough cheating to kind of rile you up. Again, not in front of the referee. It's the genius of Tora and Momo Watanabe. Then eventually Sai and Utami hit two of their finishers at the same down to put down Oedo Tai. Again, excellent, excellent match. 4.5 stars. Folks, we go to the final match. Match number 7 of this tag team run of Aphrodite. We go to March 30th, 2024. We go to the Sendai Pit in Sendai as Aphrodite will be challenged by Mei Sara and Suzu Suzuki, and also known as Crazy Star. This match is supposed to happen back in January, but it was Suzu Suzuki who I believe fell ill and was unable to, miss the weekend shows. Again, we live in a post-COVID world, so anytime anybody is sick, and then you have a locker room full of people and then an arena full of a couple hundred people, best is just to take the weekend off and we'll reschedule it later because, again, you got to err on the side of caution. If you do remember, they did replace that match, I think it was like 24 hours notice, with Utami Hayashida and Saya Aphrodite against Mei Sara and Izumi. That match is really good. And if you haven't seen that match since January, go back and watch it. I know it was in January. I forget the date of the show, and it wasn't on a pay-per-view. It was just a Stardom World show. That match was terrific. Maybe the best non-pay-per-view match this company has had in its 13-year history. Just really, really good stuff. Again, highly recommend you go out of your way to go see it. Go and watch it. And this one as well. We get some great teamwork action on Utami to start. We have Suzu Suzuki, her high-paced offense onto Sai Kamatani, which I thought was good. Sai Kamatani halts a crazy star teamwork early on. Suzu then halts Aphrodite teamwork. So I thought that was really cool. Aphrodite tried to go for some tag team. Aphrodite tried to go for some tag team work onto Crazy Star. Eventually, Suzu cuts it off. And then we see Crazy Star try to go for some tag work onto Utami. And then Saya cuts it off. So it's like really, you're really negating things. And you're showing that both these teams are at equal playing ground. And that both these teams clearly need to use teamwork to get the advantage on the other. I thought that was really good because if you look who you have in this match, Suzu and Utami have both won the 5-star Grand Prix. Utami, former World of Stardom champion. Sai Kamatani, former Wonder of Stardom champion. Mei Sara going to this match was the high-speed champion. So you got a lot of accolades. So I think it was really cool how early on we're trying to tell the story that the team that's going to get the advantage, at least the first advantage, is going to have to use teamwork. But the other team stops that other team from doing teamwork. I thought that was really, really cool and just establishes how great these teams are. We do get a double spear from Suzu Suzuki onto the tag champs. Sai is able to come back and explodes up with a big dropkick to Suzu Suzuki. Mei Sara hits that beautiful running dropkick to Sai Kamatani and then locks in a modified Indian deathlock. Tommy Hayashista makes the save. Aphrodite hits the assisted double stomp onto the high-speed champion for a two count. Love that move. Mei escapes the Star Crusher with a roll-up for a two-count and then is able to come back with the flipping neckbreaker. Utami Hayashista and Suzu Suzuki have a forearm fest. Yes, please. I'll take that all day, every day. Real quick, I know I'm going to get off track here. They had a finale back in 2023. They had a it was prominence. Suzu Suzuki, Kurumi Hiragi, and Risa Sara They defended the Artist of Stardom Tag Team Champions. Like, it was in Cork and Hall against Izumi, Saya Kamatani, and Utami Hayashista. Definitely go and watch that match. That was terrific. One of the best Artist of Stardom matches this company's ever seen. Really, really good stuff. The Suzu Utami stuff was the cream of the crop in that match, and that's what this match made me think of. We get a drive-by from Suzu Suzuki to Utami Hayashista, and then a crazy star, Mei and Suzu Suzuki, hit their version of Total Elimination onto Utami Hayashista. Sai is able to hit the schoolboy suplex onto Suzu Suzuki. Haven't seen that much. I hope she brings that back, because that's a great callback to her offense, especially in that Wonder of Stardom Championship run, the schoolboy suplex. Terrific. Crazy star, stereo super kicks to Aphrodite. Utami is able to take everybody out with the exception of her tag partner with some clotheslines. We get an air raid crash from the Red Queen to Suzu Suzuki. She follows that up with a torture rack bomb to the crazy girl for a two count. Utami Hayashista goes for the hijack bomb. However, Suzu is able to slip out and hit a reverse Rana, spiking Utami onto her head for a two count. Crazy Star hits their signature lung blower German suplex combination. Suzu Suzuki follows that up by hitting the tequila shot onto Utami Hayashista. The only reason why he got two, because Saya Kamatani breaks up the pin. Mei Sarah hits a dive to Saya Kamatani. Suzu hits the back-to-back locomotion German suplexes to Utami Hayashista for a two count. Eventually, with Saya Kamatani on the ground, on the floor, Mei Sarah and Suzu Suzuki hit a German suplex springboard dropkick combination to get the three count. Suzu getting the three count once again onto Utami Hayashista at 18 minutes, 53 seconds, 4 3/4 stars. This match was absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, with Utami leaving, we all knew that she was leaving to go to Marigold, also known as Rossi Vice Wrestling. We all knew what the results of this match were. However, it didn't take away just the great action that four wrestlers, two teams had. This was terrific. And for Utami to really put over Suzu Suzuki in that closing stretch just really goes to show what a team player that Utami is. And to help Suzu Suzuki get her into the next level as Utami is on her way out. Another reason that why I think Utami is going to be the cornerstone and the forever ace of One Marigold Wrestling. And depending on how long the contracts are at Marigold Wrestling, that I think it has to be on the back of everybody's mind at Stardom to try to get the Red Queen back into Stardom. But obviously another story for another day. All right, folks, let's go through my top matches. Again, every match was great. The lowest star match I had was 4 stars. So all 7 of these matches were great. So we will go to number 7, B. Priestley and Kunami. Number 6 was against Mike and Himeka. Number 5, Tokyo Cyber Squad, Kunami and Jungle Fiona. Number 4, Megan Bain and Utami Hayashista. Number 3 was Momo Watanabe and Natsuko Tora. Number 2, taking the silver medal, Suzu Suzuki and Mei Sarah. My favorite match from the 7 matches was Momo Oz, Momo Watanabe, and Izumi. And folks, real quick, I'll just go over through them again. B. Priestley and Konami was number 7. Number 6, Micah and Himeka. Number 5 was Kunami and Jungle Kiona. Number 4 was Megan Bain and Utami Hayashista. The bronze medal goes to Momo Watanabe and Natsuko Tora. Number 2, taking the silver, Suzu Suzuki and Mei Sarah, Crazy Star. And number 1, Momo Oz, Momo Watanabe, and Izumi. So I just realized, looking at these notes, Momo Watanabe, she takes home the gold and the bronze. So look at that. Look at that. Again, she's Queen's Quest. She'll always be Queen's Quest. Even though when I did meet her at WrestleMania weekend, I did the Queen's Quest pose, and she's like, no, 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 Queen's Quest. And I was like, come on, Momo. Queen's Quest, they need you back. And she's like, no, Queen's Quest is dead, which I thought was pretty funny. Super, super nice person. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. And again, thanks for bearing with me on this solo podcast. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Again, it's this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be trying to give you more and more content, not on the Patreon feed, but the weekly feed as well, just as a thank you for the phenomenal support that you have shown us. If you have not done so, head over to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review and a comment. It really, really helps us out. Does not cost you anything other than just a few seconds of your time, and it really gets this podcast out to more and more wrestling fans, is because that's what we're trying to do. That's the mission, folks, is we're trying to get this podcast and Stardom out to as many viewers as possible, because I think this podcast is slightly above average, but the Stardom Professional Wrestling Company is excellent. 7 out of 5 stars, if you ask me. Folks, questions, comments, let me know what you'd like for myself and Rob to do for a future retrospective. You know, let me know. Matt Turner OF on the Instagram and or the Twitter is the best way to get a hold of me. You want to shoot me an email, perfectly fine as well. thestardomcast22@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me via email. And folks, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Greatly appreciate your support. Can't do it without you, because like I always say, it's just not my podcast. It's our podcast, because we're all together and everybody's different. Everybody's special.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.